Good morning. Welcome to First Congregational Church of Westfield, a Christian spiritual community where no matter who you are on your life or faith journey, you are welcome here, fully welcome here. It is a great day for us. It is a celebration of children today. It is the day of both our annual children's musical and the blessing of not one, but two baptisms. And again, what's so great about it is on the one hand, the baptism of a child who comes from a family who is new to us, and then the baptism of a child who is part of a fourth generation FCC family. We will be celebrating the baptisms of Asher John Lucarelli and Molly Evelyn McCullum. Are there announcements from the community? Missed that hand, sorry.
No problem. Hi, everyone. As you may know, today is the day of the all-church picnic. We're all sat out outside, and that which is not, there's little elves down there fixing up. Everyone is welcome. You do not need to RSVP in advance. It's $5 per an adult, $4 per a kid, $15 total. There'll be lots of food, and make your own sundae bar, and it should be a really nice day. We've got some tents set up for some shade since it's going to be warm, and I really hope everyone can make it. Thank you.
I wrote everybody thank you notes, but I wanted to make sure I said it out loud. I want to thank everybody who is making the expansion of our patent project possible. I truly appreciate it. I know the people who are doing the planning, and thanks to everybody's generosity, which is what I expect of FCC, because you're all generous in spirit, time, and in this case, money. We will have a beautiful new space in Patton, hopefully come the fall, but there's always delays, so I'm not promising. But thank you again.
Any others on this side?
I also would like to thank all the people who participated and helped the deacons host the repast yesterday for Jack Sully as a final use of patents, and thank you very much. And second, the deacons would like to invite anyone who would like to host Lemonade on the Lawn, our summer coffee hour or lemonade hour, It's open to anyone to do it. It doesn't have to be a deacon. You just come up and tell a deacon that you'd like to do it. It's very simple. We have a lot of the supplies already here. If you don't know who a deacon is, we're those busy people ushering you in and serving coffee hour or whatever. So you can just let us know that you'd like to help out. Thanks.
Okay, this side. Oh, sure.
You do it.
I'm going to go back to this.
You do it.
We'll do it together. The Mission Trip Fundraiser, final Mission Trip Fundraiser, is next Sunday. We usually do it at 16 Prospect from like 5:30 to 8:30, but this year we're going to do it from right after worship, from 12:30 to 3:30. It's going to be a buffet, and they'll have all the great things, like they'll have delicious burgers and fries and everything on the buffet, but also great adult things will be on the buffet too. We can go over as early as noon, because they start serving liquor at noon in Westfield. Not that that's important.
The best part about this is, like, the kids, because it's a private party, the kids will be able to sit in the bar area and watch the show. And you know, when Joe's at the piano, it's a great show. So everybody, hope you can be there. And 10% of all the proceeds from the food and the bar, should you choose, will come to the mission trip.
And everything that goes in, and everything that goes in the tip bowl goes to the mission trip too.
Back to this side.
Here I am wearing my backpack again. Tag the bag. It's another mission trip fundraiser. I want to tell you, my goal was $500, and last week we reached it, $505. Your name is on the bag if you donated any amount of money, and I'll be out at the picnic if you want to give more. Bye.
I think from my end is just a note, as you'll see on the first page of your announcements. Not only do we have a great Sunday this week, we also have another great one in June next Sunday as well. Hope that you'll be with us as we recognize our adult choirs and we celebrate our graduating high school seniors, and also the Board of Trustees will present the annual Alexander Award to one or more of those seniors for their contributions to this community over the years. With that, let us prepare our hearts and minds and bodies and spirits to worship and celebrate God together as a community of God's people with a time of organ meditation. Our brother and teacher, our leader and Lord, Jesus said to those who followed him then, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you." As he shared with them then, let us share with each other now as his people in this place and time. The peace of Christ be with you always.
And also with you.
My friends, this is the day that God has blessed us with. Let us open our hearts, heads,
hands, and spirits to God.
Let's remain standing and join together in our opening prayer. Oh God, we come together in this place with gratitude, anticipation. Please be seated. And again, it is always a great day in the life of God's church and this individual spiritual community to be able to welcome two of God's children into the church, into God's spiritual community. So first, we will begin with the baptism of Molly Evelyn McCullough. So please come forward. Jesus came to John to be baptized by him. But John resisted, saying, "It is I who should be baptized by you." But our Lord said, "Let it be this way for now, because this is what our God requires." And John agreed. And as soon as Jesus was baptized and came up from the water, the heavens were opened to him, and he saw the Spirit of God come down upon him like a dove. And then a voice said, "This is my Son, in whom I am well pleased." And so now I ask the parents and godparents of Molly to affirm the covenant to God and the church they are making on her behalf today. Is it your desire for Molly to be baptized into the faith and family of Jesus Christ? If so, please respond, "It is." Will you encourage her to receive the freedom that comes from living as Christ calls us to? If so, please respond, "I will." And do you promise, as best as you are able, to help her follow in the ways of Jesus, to live a life of love, compassion, forgiveness, and justice, and to work to help make God's ways the ways of all humanity? If so, please respond, "I do." And will you promise to grow with Molly in the Christian faith and help her to be a committed member of the church by furthering Jesus' mission in the world? If so, please respond, "I will." And now I ask you, the members and friends of First Congregational Church, to affirm your covenant with Molly. Will you, as witnesses of this sacrament, promise to love, support, and care for Molly physically, emotionally, and spiritually? If so, please respond, "We will." "We will." Let us pray. We thank you, O God, for the gift of creation. Before the world had shape and form, your Spirit moved over the waters. In the time of Moses, your people passed through the waters of the Red Sea to freedom and crossed the Jordan River into the Promised Land. Then, in the fullness of time, you sent your Son, Jesus, who was baptized by John in that same Jordan, became living water to a Samaritan woman at a well, and washed the feet of his disciples. And so, gracious God, we ask you to bless this water with your Holy Spirit, that it may be a source of new life, deliverance, cleansing, welcome, and reconciliation for all who are baptized with it. Amen. All right, kiddo. You ready? Molly? You are now baptized in the name of the God who created you and all things. In the name of our brother and teacher and Lord Jesus. Okay. All right. And in the name of their Holy Spirit, which will be with you to strengthen you and comfort you and be with you throughout all of your days. Amen. Take a walk. Let's take a walk. Okay, that's okay. You can spit. If you spit up on me, you spit up on me. It won't be the first time. And I have that effect on women. Say hello. Hi, everybody. Oh, yes, we don't have you guys up there today. Oh, almost. Okay, and we'll get you back so you can get spit the rest of that up. Yeah. Oh. Get Dr. Thompson. You gonna come sing in the musical in a few years? Sure. Yes, did just great. Oh, watch your head. Watch your head. Yeah. Thanks. And now we welcome Asher John Lucarelli and Asher's family and friends to come forward. Hey, buddy. Hey, buddy. So now I ask the parents and godparents of Asher to affirm the covenant to God and the church that they are making on his behalf today. Is it your desire for Asher to be baptized into the faith and family of Jesus Christ? If so, please respond, it is. Will you encourage him to receive the freedom that comes from living as Christ calls us to? If so, please respond, I will. Do you promise as best as you are able to help him follow in the ways of Jesus, to live a life of love, compassion, forgiveness, and justice, and to work to help make God's ways the ways of all humanity? If so, please respond, I do. And will you promise to grow with Asher in the Christian faith and help him to be a committed member of the church by furthering Jesus' mission in the world? Please respond, I will. And now I ask you, the members and friends of First Congregational Church, to affirm your covenant with Asher. Will you, as witnesses of this sacrament, promise to love, support, and care for Asher physically, emotionally, and spiritually? If so, please respond, we will. We will. We've already blessed the water. We don't need to do that a second time. All right. You want to try it? Hi, buddy. Yeah, you remember me, right? Hey. Hi. Just going to put a little water on your forehead. Asher, you are now baptized in the name of the God who created you and all things. In the name of our brother and teacher and Lord Jesus, and in the name of their Holy Spirit. Amen. You want to take a walk? You want to go with Mom? Come on. Come on. We'll take a walk with Mom. Okay?